This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Good news from our two senators, Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley. Last Friday, they jointly introduced legislation entitled Klamath Power and Facilities Agreement Support Act. Now, like all things back there, the name is long-winded and doesn't really say much about the bill. But looking deeper into it, there are quite a few things that would, at the very least, get the government moving in the right direction for Klamath irrigators. Specifically, the bill would authorize Interior to enter into an agreement with Bonneville Power to reduce the cost of power for irrigation districts. If you've ever had to move a lot of water, you know how expensive it is power-wise. This would certainly help our irrigators by lowering one of their largest monthly expenses. Next, it would authorize Interior to complete physical projects that reduce the risk of fish entrapment, reduce or avoid impacts to fish and habitat caused by the diversion of irrigation water, and encourage projects that restore fish habitat. I didn't see any funding amount in the bill for these projects, so we'll have to wait and see. It also encourages the federal government to help pay for the costs of operating irrigation pumping in Tule Lake. My first take on this is, why shouldn't they? They're the ones that have created this irrigation mess, and they've cost our irrigators millions of dollars to simply survive. It's like anything else. If you create the problem, then it should be up to you to fix it. Period. Next, it asks for help in paying the cost of replacing the C irrigation canal. Like the project a few years ago, moving the old above-ground water-supplying flume to an underground pipeline, it only makes sense if we can limit the amount of water lost during transfer. Again, let's hope the funds are there to move forward on this project. Finally, it authorizes Interior to take ownership of the Keno Dam from Pacific Corps once they remove the lower four Klamath dams. Here's where I'm not sure about this provision. First, I think there may be many, many problems with dam removal on the Klamath River, and the project could take a lot longer than planned. Environmental problems will abound with the dam removal project. Also, giving the Keno Dam to the Interior Department, well, that just gives them one more way to pour our precious water into the ocean to save the endangered whatever. Overall, I've got to say it was nice to see that our two senators stepped up to the plate and at least introduced legislation that would help our local irrigators here in the Klamath Basin. Even though they're both Democrats, I would suspect that Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will probably poo-poo this legislation because, I mean, after all, it doesn't benefit him and it doesn't benefit the state of New York. Let's hope I'm wrong. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.